Put them to work, Kyle.
Hey, she wants to answer the phone, and I answer the phone so much in a given day, I'm more than happy to relent.
Interesting quote of the day. I just love these on the MERS newsletter. You go to MERSnews.com. I don't know if the governor has a problem with reading comprehension, or maybe his lawyers are just not that bright. That's from Robert Davis, who is the secretary of the Highland Park School Board, debating Governor Rick Snyder's belief that the state's financial review board for the school district can hold one public hearing and be in compliance of the law. That's pretty funny.
Well, you know what, though? Unfortunately, it's a good quote, but unfortunately for him, he may not have a school district come Friday when that school district runs out of money to pay for its teachers. And it's a bad situation there in Highland Park. And there's big talk about wanting to take care of their own problems and, you know, just keep feeding this all, you know, keep feeding this money, we'll be okay. It's just turned out to be just fiscally irresponsible and bluster, really. It's a school district that the state has found is spending $2,000 per pupil more than what it receives, and it already receives more than most school districts get in this state. And so the legislature is really being put in a very bad situation. We got a school district in this state with 1,000 kids that won't be able to pay its teachers come Monday morning. So what do we do with these kids? They're not going to give Highland Park any more money. The state isn't. So do we shut Highland Park schools down? And then what do we do with the kids? They go to a neighboring school district? Should we have a charter school come in and maybe run the operations of Highland Park schools for a while and, you know, hope that the kids finish the year off with an education? You know, it's a real, real problem right now. And because of the fiscal problems of the state, you know, it's something hopefully we don't see a lot more of, but it's certainly possible.
When do you think there'll be resolution to this?
Well, there has to be resolution within the next, few days to a week. It'll be interesting to see what happens on Monday if the teachers decide to report to class and just go ahead and agree to a payless payday or, you know, work for free or what. Because as it stands right now, they're not going to get paid when it comes to Monday, and those kids aren't going to be without education. You know, the Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger, said that he would be okay if those kids, needed to take a couple days off of school just so they could get the administrative situation squared away, and, maybe they can tack on those days at the end of school or whatnot. But certainly it's an emergency situation, and it's something that has grab the attention of the lawmakers, and it's their immediate and number one priority right now to figure out what to do with those 1,000 kids in Highland Park.
Kyle, in today's newsletter, you write that Governor Snyder may be supporting Mitt Romney, but he's not dropping everything to get out on the campaign trail.
You know what? And that's not necessarily surprising to me. I mean, he's a pretty apolitical person as it is. I mean, he's a businessman, not necessarily a politician. You know, being a politician isn't his strong suit. It's not like Bill Schuette. You know, Bill Schuette is a heck of a politician. He's really good at it. And, he's being available to talk to media, and he's going around the state and singing the praises of Mitt Romney. But, Rick Snyder has got an agenda that is very full, and he booked up a lot of events before he even came out and endorsed Mitt Romney. So he's made it clear that he's not going around the state like maybe others to trump Mitt Romney. You know, it's like he wants Mitt Romney, but it's not necessarily his top priority. I think we've heard that before. It's not my number one priority. So I think it's pretty consistent for the governor. I'm sure it's maybe refreshing to folks who feel like politics is everyone's number one priority.
Kyle Malin is the editor of the MERS newsletter. Go to MERSnews.com. Kyle, thanks so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony.